Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs admitted to her friend Peg Martin that she was in love with wealthy Barry Carlton, Peg said she was delighted. But later she phoned Barry and arranged a secret meeting with him. It is the next morning now, and Julie, Peg's 5.5-year-old daughter, enters the living room where Freddie Lang is reading.
Morning, Uncle Freddie.
Oh, hi, Julie. Hey, you're looking real sharp this morning.
Sharp?
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Uncle Freddie?
Well, that's the wrong way to say that you look all right.
Well, if it's a wrong way, why do you say it?
Because I do almost everything the wrong way, I guess. Hey, turn around again, the way you did just then.
Like this?
Yeah. Say, didn't your ma button up your dress for you this morning?
Mommy's sleeping. I dressed my own self.
It's 8:30 and your ma's still in bed? Must have been out awful late last night. Here, I'll button up those buttons for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. And here's one that's about to fall off. You better show Aunt Nora that before you lose it.
All right.
Well, there you are. All buttoned up. And looking pretty as a princess on her way to a ball.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
Best compliment you've had all day, huh? Say, how do you figure a giggle for that kind of a crack?
You talk so funny. You say things I've never heard.
Well, I've heard things you've never heard before. I hope you never do, either. What's the book you got?
An animal book.
Animal book, huh? Say, you know a giraffe when you see one?
I've never seen one, except in pictures.
Well, I haven't even seen a picture of one in a long time. Want to show me a giraffe?
Uh-huh.
I'll bet you can't do it, though. I'll bet you show me an elephant or something.
Oh, no, I won't. There's a giraffe eating leaves out of a tree.
Hey, you are a smart little tomato, aren't you?
I'm not a tomato. I'm a girl.
I'm sorry. Your Uncle Freddy's sort of dumb, isn't he?
Julie!
Uh-oh. Aunt Nora's calling you. I'll bet it's time for chow.
Chow? What's that?
That's the wrong kind of talk for food. You know, maybe you better stay away from me.
Oh, Julie, your breakfast is ready.
All right, Aunt Nora. Aren't you coming to breakfast too, Uncle Freddy?
No, I had mine a couple hours ago, Julie. I'm the bird who's early around here.
You're all mixed up, Uncle Freddy. You call me a tomato, and now you're a bird. What? You say the silliest thing.
Well, maybe you can straighten me out, huh?
You're not crooked.
No, not anymore, Julie. Not anymore. I'm glad to say that I can laugh about it, too. Now, go on. You run on in there and get your breakfast, huh?
All right.
Julie, are you coming to breakfast or aren't you?
I'm coming to have it right now, Aunt Nora.
Well, you go in and eat. It's all on the table. Call me if you want anything else.
All right, Aunt Nora.
Phew, what a kid. You know, she's smarter at 5.5 than I am at almost 23.
Well, she's cuter.
Yeah. Hey, you can't sit down for a couple seconds, can you?
Just a couple.
Well, a couple are better than none at all, Nora. Say, what's happening to us? I don't get to see it all anymore.
Well, I've been awfully busy since Julie's been here.
Well, I knew that kid had run you ragged.
Oh, Freddie, it's not her fault. She just happened to arrive at a time when there was a lot to do for almost everyone. Miss Gibbs had to be waited on until just a couple of days ago, and...
When are we getting out of here and living our own lives, huh?
Someday, Freddie, but not right now.
And someday I'm going to be 80, too.
That can just picture you at 80. You'll probably still be impatient. Don't worry, Freddie. It'll be soon.
What'll be soon? My 80th birthday?
No, silly. The day we get married.
The day we get married, huh? You know, I've never heard you say that before, Crickets.
I've said it to myself, Freddie, over and over again.
I've been talking to myself, too. I haven't had you to talk to in so long.
Well, it won't be like this much longer.
You don't think so, huh?
Mm-mm.
I hope not. Gosh, we haven't been to a movie in a couple of weeks, or gone for a walk, or just sat and talked for days and days. We aren't just plain getting used to each other, are we?
Oh, I want to get used to you, Freddie.
Oh, not like this you don't. I don't like it.
I meant, I want you to be so much a part of everything I know that I'll never be without you, even when you're not around.
Hey, that's the best speech of the day.
Wasn't supposed to be a speech, Freddie. I was just telling you how I feel. I'm being very bold, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You're a wicked woman. You're telling a guy you love him. I guess you tell all the guys you love him, don't you?
Mm-hmm, just hundreds of them, and all of them are you.
100 of me? Oh, no, Nora, 1 of me is enough.
Well, I could stand 100 just like you.
Oh, yeah? Then you know where I'd stand?
Where?
In line.
Freddie.
Hey, look, now all this kidding aside, Crickets, it hasn't been right the last couple of weeks. I haven't had a chance to look at you or talk to you or tell you what I think about you or anything the way I used to.
I miss all that, too, Freddie, but I know how you feel about me, and I know the things you want to say to me, so for the time being, I don't need you to refresh my memory.
Hey, this isn't going to become nothing but a memory, is it? We aren't going to do what a lot of people do when they're sure of each other, are we?
What do they do, Freddie?
Oh, they sort of take each other for granted. Trust each other a little too much. See each other a little too little until all of a sudden, boom. From there on in, they aren't speaking. They don't ever want to speak.
We'll never go boom, Freddie.
Said she, lighting the fuse with one hand and covering her eyes with the other.
Oh, Freddie, you're funny even when you're serious.
Well, I'm glad you know I'm serious.
So am I, Freddie, when I say we'll never go boom, never turn away from each other. We have too much to look forward to together, the farm and the house and everything that's wonderful.
But you won't say when, Nora. We just have to pour the dreams on until the glass runs over, do we? Nobody's ever going to say when.
I'll say when one of these days and surprise you.
Aunt Nora! Oh. Aunt Nora!
Yes, Julie?
Go.
Can I have more cereal?
Oh, of course, Julie. Excuse me, Freddie.
Yeah, sure, Nora. Well, I guess I'll see you around sometime again, huh?
Oh, Freddie, don't be that way. Well, goodness, Julie, but you ate your breakfast in a hurry.
My stomach told me to hurry, Aunt Nora.
Oh, it did? Well, I suppose your tummy wants me to hurry and give you some more cereal, doesn't it?
No, it isn't my stomach this time. It's me.
Well, I'm not sure I know the difference. Oh, good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning, Aunt Penny.
Good morning, Julie. Oh, it's a beautiful morning again, isn't it, Nora?
Oh, isn't it, though? Hope we have a day like this Monday when we hang out the wash.
Oh, it'll probably rain, but where's your mother, Julie?
She's sleeping.
This late on such a beautiful day? That's a shame.
Yeah, she staggered in at the smallest hour possible this morning, Gibbsy.
Hello, Freddie.
Hi.
She, came in late last night, didn't?
Yeah. It was 1:30.
Well, that's funny. She left before 8 last night and said she wouldn't be gone long.
Oh, Freddie probably looked at his watch wrong or something.
Look, Crickets, maybe I can't tell the sum of 99 and 87, but I can sure tell the time. It was 1:30.
Well, whatever time it was, it's none of our business.
It certainly isn't. Want anything special for breakfast, Miss Gibbs?
No, thanks, Nora, just anything.
Okay.
I could use some coffee, though. Want to join us, Freddie?
Yeah, I guess maybe I will. I'll get the cups and saucers, Nora.
Oh, thanks, Freddie.
Well, Julie, what are you going to do this morning?
I'm going out in the backyard and play.
How'd you like to go to the store with me first?
The candy store?
Well, we might go to the candy store. If you promise not to eat any until after lunch.
I promise.
All right. Nora?
Mm-hmm?
Will you make out a grocery list for me?
Sure.
Thanks. I have to go to Mrs. Carlton's because she wants me at her house by 11. I'm not walking too fast for you, am I, Julie?
Well, no, Aunt Penny.
Well, if I am, you let me know.
I like to walk fast.
Oh, you do, hmm? Why?
Well, it's more like going somewhere when you walk fast. When do we get to the candy store?
Pretty soon. First, we have to go to the grocery store.
Do they have candy in the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Oh, they have all kinds. We'll look at it all, see what you like.
And then can we go to the candy store and get more candy?
Well, Julie, we'll see what the grocery store has first. Maybe you'll find so much there that you won't want to go to the candy store.
I like lots of candy.
I'm beginning to understand that.
When I lived with Grandma, The daddy of one of the children used to buy me candy all the time.
Well, that was very nice of him.
All daddies buy candy for the children. That's why I want a daddy, too.
Well, not only daddies buy candy, Julie. Aunts do, too. And grandmothers and mothers.
Grandma never bought me candy.
Well, maybe it wasn't too good for you.
No. She said if that man bought me candy, she didn't have to.
Oh.
Aunt Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I have a daddy?
Hasn't your mother told you, Julie?
Mommy won't let me ask her.
Well, she knows best, dear.
But other children have daddies. Why don't I have a daddy? Don't we have enough money?
Oh, no, Julie. No, darling, money has nothing to do with it. You see, your father's gone away, Julie.
He went away a long time ago, Grandma said.
Yes, he did. And he's going to be away a long time, too.
Will I be old when he comes back?
You'll be a little older when you understand why he's away, Julie. I tell you what, darling. I'll get your mother to tell you all about it.
Mommy won't talk to me.
Julie, she has a lot on her mind right now.
Mommy's awful worried about something. She talks to herself, so I know she's awful worried.
Talks to herself?
Yes. She looks in the mirror and says things to herself that are so funny, I don't know what they mean.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to know, darling.
I know the words she says. One time she looked in the mirror and said, "You're not bad. Not bad at all." Did someone say Mommy was bad?
No, darling. No, your mother meant that she was rather satisfied with her looks. And she should be. She's very beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you, Aunt Penny. And you don't look in the mirror and say funny things like what Mommy said last night.
What did Mommy say last night, Julie?
It's the funniest thing she ever said. And she smiled at the mirror when she said it. It was, "He's weak and rich and he's going to be easy." What did Mommy mean by that, Aunt Penny? What did Mommy mean?
Does Penny know the answer to Julie's question? Penny is in love with Barry Carlton. Is Peg Martin, the girl Penny has befriended, going to be her rival for Barry's love? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. Marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.